We just get to put an extra log on the fire and stay here, I guess, all day, and we'll just have a wonderful time. In Advent, as we continue to journey with the prophet Isaiah, we started last Sunday in hearing some of those words from old. It is also good for us to remember the context in which Isaiah was first penning those words. The people had been led by corrupt leadership. Kings were interested in their own self-preservation. And Isaiah speaks to the longing of a king who will lead with integrity, who will follow the ways of God, who will lead the people into a new dawn. No, I'm not talking about yesterday's news. I'm talking about many thousands of years ago, but yet we seem to still be in some of those same circumstances. The family of Tree of David at that time had been stunted by wars between Israel and Judah and by the wars with other lands outside their borders. And the passage today reminds us that a shoot will grow out of the stump of Jesse. So as we look at our outline today out of verse number 1 in Isaiah chapter 11, we see that Jesus was grafted in to this long-standing tradition of God's people. He, in fact, was a Jew himself, and so you say, well, what part was it that he was grafted? It's this idea that he was able to come and to bring something new, something that, in fact, needed to happen and could not happen in any other way. The new king would lead with truth and righteousness. The second point there is that Jesus continued to be Spirit-led. Out of verse number 2, it mentions no less than 5 different ways in which to be Spirit-led. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He allowed the connection that he has with the one true living God to be the Spirit that goes in and beyond and through by using wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge in ways that are not humanly possible. The new king will lead with truth and righteousness. So as we prepare the way today, preparing the way happened with a righteous rule, verses 3 through 5, remind us that in righteous judgment, we are always to lift up the poor and grant justice to the oppressed. That we should always be on the side that does not have a voice. That Jesus invited everybody to his table. And that wonderful new word that I cannot pronounce. Commensality, the new word for the day. I'm so glad that Jesus invited us all to his table. He wasn't concerned with our stature and place, but he was concerned for all those that God has created to be his children. So there was this grafting in that happened, that Jesus was the fulfillment of this passage of Scripture thousands of years before. All those qualities of the Spirit leading Jesus, giving him the direction, allowing us to take lead from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that there, in fact, will be a righteous rule Our court systems were built with checks and balances in place. You are still innocent until proven guilty. Is that true? Is there a word for that? Presumption of innocence. It's still a part of our law system. We have three separate branches of government so that they can have checks and balances with each other. But even more so, God says, my rule is beyond man's rule. And my rule is one of justice and equity, and that we as a people of God need to be investing in those arenas as well. And ultimately, in verses 6 through 10, last week we saw one picture of that where the lion would lay down with the lamb. But this week, he says, if you have Jesus who is grafted into the stump of Jesse, who is spirit-led, has a righteous rule, then this is the product of that. Peace shall come with the reign of this new king. It was the hope that Isaiah was forecasting to the people at that time. It is still the hope that we have today. This hope for a king that would rule with God's wisdom. And we, as followers of Christ, are waiting for His kingdom to come. But look who we get to wait with. The way is lined with odd couples. And if you are in Isaiah chapter 11, you will see this for yourself. But maybe we can see a few of those odd couples on the screen, even at this time. The wolf and the lamb are mentioned very first there in verse number 6. What an interesting picture. And then we have the cheetah or the leopard. And it says the kid in the New Revised Standard Version, but I'm pretty sure it's talking about a baby goat as I do the studies there. What an interesting contrast. These guys get along, and they're preparing the way. If they can get along, we can get along. Who else gets along? The lion and the baby calf get along. The lion doesn't see that as the next plate of supper. He actually sees an opportunity to befriend and to take care of. Who else is mentioned? The bear and the cow. Also, a very good opportunity. That the Chick-fil-A commercials have it right. All the cows are very interested in making sure you eat more chicken so that the cows can stay preserved. But in this preparing of the way, here's another odd couple that's mentioned in Isaiah. Even the cobra or the asp and the baby who is still not even weaned yet, they're able to be in the same location. It's a peaceable kingdom. And then there's even another mention of maybe a slightly older child and still be able to be in the den of vipers without any harm. The way, this way that God is preparing for us is lined with odd couples. And it gives me great hope today to realize that we as odd couples have that same privilege to walk with those that may not be exactly like us. But God is preparing a way so that we can live at peace with one another. Matthew's account of this preparing of the way includes John the Baptist. Not this John, who is a Baptist, but another guy who also wore strange clothes, only they weren't strange in color. And so you had this fella who was coming before Jesus, and he says, I'm here to prepare the way. There is one coming after me that you need to be ready for. I'm going to do baptism. It was an outward sign of preparing the way. And may it be so in our walk today that we continue to prepare the way of the Lord, to be immersed in His love, His mercy, His hope, His peace, to understand that there is nothing inside us that makes us worthy, but He has given the ultimate sacrifice so that we could have life. We get to prepare yet again as He comes and renews in our journey. Let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. God of our waiting, our longing, help us to hold on to hope for Your peace to come. We long to hear the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all people." We long to hear Your peace proclaimed. Help us to live into Your peace by loving our neighbors as ourselves, by seeking nonviolent resolutions, by valuing each life as a gift from You. Grant us Your peace in our lives so that during our own struggles and challenges, we know that You are with us. Help us to be peace bearers in our world. In the name of the Prince of Peace, we pray. And all God's people said, Amen.